Have you ever wondered why so many people seem to just have this natural ability to be good with money, and others would rather perhaps stick their head in the sand and avoid the topic altogether? Or perhaps do you know someone in your circle of family or friends who is a bit of a control freak when it comes to money? Or maybe there's that person who's always complaining about the economy, about inflation, and how the government are all a bunch of crooks. Yet they always seem to be out at a bougie cafe, always rocking the latest trends. Well, in today's episode, I want to delve into the connection between our money and our identity. And I'm going to break down what I've come to learn are the 8 money types and how they can impact your behavior and your life. This is going to be a great episode. So let's get into it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's safe to say that when it comes to money matters, we all have our own unique relationship with it. And we all have ultimately unresolved issues with money. And it's from our lived experience or our examples that we then create patterns of behavior that we carry and use when we make big or small financial decisions with. And I've come to learn that these patterns of behavior can be broken down into 8 money archetypes or money identities. I call them money types. Your money identity or money type isn't like that personality types or the Enneagram tests. Our money type is how we are essentially identifying and evaluate our relationship with money. And even if we are wildly successful in life and have a fantastic relationship with money, it's when we are faced with challenging times, big financial decisions, that we unconsciously can revert to one of these types. So the reason I find this extremely interesting and important to know is because understanding our money type will help you not only understand your unconscious feelings and beliefs about money, but you will also become better prepared for those moments when things just don't go to plan. So there are 8 types of money identities, and you don't, of course, have to be just in one. Most people will actually identify with at least 1 or 2 of them, of the 8 money types. And the reason it's different from that personality type test and the Enneagrams is that your money type will often change as your relationship with money changes. So let's get into them because there's 8. Number 1 is the innocent. The innocent is that type of person who, like I've said, sticks their head in the sand. They want to avoid and ignore everything happening around them that relates to financial matters. They prefer perhaps to be in denial, I guess, because just hearing the word financial matters makes them feel overwhelmed. They've possibly been taught to depend on others for financial matters, or perhaps growing up, they witnessed a parent depend financially on others. The innocent archetype can actually usually be attracted to the other archetype, which is the warrior or even the tyrant as well, which I'm going to cover a little bit later on as well. Then we have the victim, which is the 2nd money type. They like to live in the past and blame a lot, if not perhaps all, their money troubles on external factors. They can have a few of the same traits as the innocent. So sometimes you can be a little bit of the innocent and a little bit of the victim archetype because they seem to present themselves as powerless. But the victim is more the type that can do it. They just want someone else to do it for them. They also will be the type to have perhaps a lot of excuses for why they can't be successful with money, usually blaming their past for their current situation. And that's, of course, not to say that they are bad people in any way, shape, or form, because in most cases, what I have personally even found with clients that share their stories with me is that the victim is the type of person who has experienced betrayal, abuse, or perhaps even great loss, or experience that growing up. On the flip side, we have the warrior. This money type is very confident and driven by money. They love being goal orientated and organized. So they're the kind of savers and very good with money. You know, they like to think they're good with money. They are good listeners and are happy to take on other people's advice about money, but ultimately also make their own decisions and rely on their instincts and use the resources to guide them. The warrior's main area of concern, though, is knowing when to pick their battles, or in money terms, when to sell or when to take or when to perhaps walk away from a deal. That's what the warrior would have to kind of work on. Number four, we have the martyr, who is often so busy taking care of everybody else's needs that they often are neglecting their own. Martyrs tend to be perfectionists, right? They have high expectations of themselves and sometimes higher expectations of others. They can also move between wanting to be in control of the situation one minute and then feel like no one is helping them. They are the half glass empty type of person. If they could stop focusing on the negative side of things for 5 minutes, they would actually realize that the deep wisdom that they have within, and learn that there is so much more to gain from every experience and every opportunity. Then there is the fool. They play by their own rules. They live for the day, or they live each day to day, and are often overly generous and often are a little bit of a gambler as well. They tend to rush into things, rush into decisions, rush into opportunities without perhaps actually taking some time to think about the consequences, to think about the ramifications, and are often perhaps putting in more than what they can, you know, biting off more than they can chew, which can always, of course, tend to then lead them to making irresponsible or rash and impulsive decisions financially as well. They are similar to the warrior, where in the sense that they set out to conquer the world, but often lack the discipline or the focus. They are that get rich quick type person that easily falls for the flashy and fancy promises and for their good, you know, marketing. They essentially want the short, quick, and easy answer, and they live in the moment like people. And although they are good at making money, they are also very quick at losing it or spending it as quickly as they make it. So we have then the creator. The creator is that artistic or spiritual type who often has a love-hate relationship with money. They love the freedom money affords them, but also struggle to live in the material world because they don't really have a desire to own or possess material things. So there's that push-pull of like, oh, well, I don't need to have the house, or I don't need to have wealth, I don't need to have materialistic things. But then also recognizing that it's through money that they will perhaps attend that next spiritual event, or that they'll be able to buy more crystals or whatever it might be, or even perhaps not necessarily related to spirituality, but can be, you know, well, I want to just sit and paint, but then I also have to pay my bill. So they are often feel, you know, resentful perhaps towards other people who do make a lot of money, which then is creating this negative relationship to money by blocking the desired financial freedom that they actually want. So there's a bit of a disconnection between wanting to live freely, but also needing to understand that money is going to play into a little bit of this as well. The tyrant is our second last one. The tyrant's title, I think, says a lot in itself. The tyrant uses the money to control people or control situations. They hoard money because deep down there is, in fact, a lot of fear. So they feel like they need to be rigid and they need to manipulate situations towards their own objectives, towards their own goals. They want to constantly feel in control of every situation. And so we could perhaps recognize that with people who are a little bit tight-assy with their money, like, you know, oh, you got to make sure, you know, they're the kind of people that go to restaurants and like, make sure that, you know, what you bought was what you ordered is what you're going to pay for, even if it's down to like the last dollar. They can be extremely wealthy and rich, but also be scheming and scrimping over $1, which isn't nice either. That's also a disconnection between, you know, the connection with money. And so the last one we have is the magician, who is, of course, the ideal money type. This archetype has found that the trick to transforming their relationship with money is to seek and pursue wealth over being or getting rich. They are confident with discussing money matters, not because they have lots of money or feel powerful, but because they feel confident with their connection with the energy of money, that it is one that brings them a sense of fulfillment, of pride, and inner well-being. They treat their money with respect and are careful with how they use their money and where it goes and the impact that their money can have. They're a conscious consumer, essentially. They feel like a magician because they no longer operate from that place of lack or scarcity or wondering where it'll come from, but rather they simply have a belief in their inner power to manifest and experience the magical ways that abundance and money can show up for them. So they're kind of a little bit more relaxed. And I feel like that's probably a place that a lot of people would like to kind of get to as well. I know that's definitely, the magician is always the archetype that I always try and like ground myself and like go, okay, let's be the magician here. Let's chill out and be in the moment. They are often seen as the magician by others because people will often wonder, how are they so lucky, so fortunate to have money just simply work for them, when the only magic was simply discovering that the trick all along was to create a harmonious union with money and to feel at peace with it. I wanted to share this podcast today and take you through these 8 money types so that you could recognize, you know, which of these identities are currently activated within your relationship with money. Because here, essentially, in understanding your relationship with money and understanding what archetype perhaps you are sometimes drawing in from, it'll help you understand your conscious and unconscious patterns and behaviors that are preventing you from becoming a money magician. Understanding your money archetype is more than just a financial exercise. It's a journey into self-awareness and self-development because each archetype offers a unique strength and a challenge. And I find this incredibly important element when developing our relationship with money, as it's from this place of awareness and recognition that we can then craft a more balanced and more fulfilling relationship with money. Thank you for listening and for joining me today on this beautiful exploration of the 8 money archetypes. It's a topic that I have wanted to talk about for a long time, and it's a topic that I have added more into in my new ebook called Master Your Mind, Master Your Money. And it's all about the energetics of money and how we can use that energy in our day-to-day life, how we can essentially have simple exercises, simple invitations to just be able to connect better with our relationship with money. I absolutely would love to know what archetype resonated with you. So please share your thoughts and insights with me. You can, of course, find me on Instagram, Money Mindset Matters, or of course, pop into my inbox. The email is going to be found in the show notes, as well as the link to my new ebook, Master Your Mind, Master Your Money. If you have someone in your life that you think would really benefit from listening to this episode and learning about the money archetypes, please pay it forward and help me reach as many people so that all of us can get better with our money and developing a better relationship with our money. Until next time, lovely, you know I'm Anna and this is the Money Mindset Podcast. Ciao for now.